Hi guys, before the show today, I wanted to give a shout out and a mention to our great sponsor, which is of course the Theme Park Brothers. If you've not checked out the Theme Park Brothers on YouTube, please do so. The Theme Park Brothers visits all the great Central Florida attractions, including Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland, Kennedy Space Center, but most recently, the Disney Fantasy Cruise Ship. Join the Black family as they take a 7-day journey on the Disney Fantasy. They also feature Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach construction updates. Please visit them on Facebook at The Theme Park Brothers, on their Twitter account at Theme Park Boys, and on their YouTube page, which is The Theme Park Brothers. Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I am your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by, this is the wrong word. What's cadre stand for? How many's in a cadre, Pete?
Come on. What?
A cadre. Don't you ever, have you ever heard the word cadre? Stacy, how many's in a cadre? Do you know?
I have no idea.
All right.
I don't even know what that word means.
Well, I didn't make it up. I saw it somewhere. Well, I could have made it up. I don't know.
How about, here, we'll go with a Three Amigos reference. Would you say we have a plethora of guests today?
Okay. And could you believe, I don't know if I've ever recall seeing the entire Three Amigos. Do you know that?
Okay. Here's what we're going to do then. We're going to pause this. Chris is going to go on Netflix, watch The Three Amigos, and we're going to pick this back up in an hour and 28 minutes.
We can't even get this show started today. All right, hang on. I'm joined by Peter Potacorvo and Stacy Diamond. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Very good.
Good. I'm glad we have this cadre amongst ourselves, so excellent. It's probably the wrong word. I'm sure it means four, you know, because it sounds like four. Anyways, Pete. You sound really good and healthy, at least considering our conversations all week where you sounded like you weren't going to make it.
I'm currently fighting off a little bit of the plague that I contracted on my last day down at Disney World.
Exactly. We were actually approached here on the Dubs. We were actually approached by Sudafed as a major sponsor because they've heard you and they wanted to provide you some relief. So.
If Benadryl calls or Claritin calls, they're in for sure. Otherwise, whoever it is that makes prednisone and Augmentin are secondary.
These are heavy hitters, Pete. Come on, now you've lost everybody.
Yeah, well, you can thank my doctor.
Yeah, you sound good, though.
By the way, here you go, a cadre. Small group of people specially trained for a particular purpose or profession.
Holy tap dancing Jesus. I got it right. Without knowing it, I got it right. All right. So, hey, Pete, you got an awesome trip that you just came back from, and I want to hear all about it, but I love starting the show off this way. Bring a little positivity to me. Let me bask in your reflective glows. Tell me something really good going on in your life right now. Let's start with the ladies first. Stacy, what's going on really good in your life?
Well, this past weekend, Sophie had her first cheer competition of the season, and she's with a brand new team this year, and they did really well. They had a practice last Thursday, and the parents all got to kind of watch at the end of practice. The kids were exhausted and everything, so they were okay. We're a little bit nervous, but then they got on the mat on Sunday and just blew it out of the park. I mean, they were clean, and they had major tumbling skills. They lost. They came in third out of five teams, but they were only 1 point behind first place. Oh. So they had zero deductions. They just have to improve the difficulty on the routine and clean it up a little bit. And I think that they are definitely a force to reckon with. So it's really exciting to start off the season like this. So it was a great competition.
If they like some tips, both Pete and I, we got a wicked like cartwheel and
oh, absolutely
forward roll. I mean,
my cartwheel comes from Target app though. I don't know if that's gonna help them. What I'm willing to share it. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe you guys can like host a clinic or something for them, and yes. You know, that would be perfect.
They'd be a large cadre, correct?
I would be happy to show them how to wrap everybody's ankle up after Chris tries.
Oh
to
yes,
cartwheel.
That's perfect. We might need you on hand.
I can do this. I can do a cartwheel. I used to be in gymnastics when I was a much younger, limber. slimmer individual. That's it. I'm putting a cartwheel on the Dubs page. I'm going to get someone to hold the camera while I give you a cartwheel.
Yes, we need to see that.
I will do it. I can do this. Are you kidding me? I'm still the same athlete I've always been, Pete. Kinda.
Uh-huh.
Kinda. So,
yeah, okay. Sure.
I might need your help, though. So, anyways, Pete, what's going on good in your life? Give me something good.
You know what? The best thing I can say right now is my new boss has been completely I don't want to say cooperative, but supportive with me having been sick right after my vacation, which I felt terrible for my coworkers because I left them kind of out to dry.
Yeah.
But my boss has been great. You know, she told me yesterday morning, if I need any other time off, just let her know. And
that's great.
My mom miraculously is the only one out of the three of us that did not get sick.
Wow.
And that is like the best thing that could happen. So,
okay. So if you're listening for the first time, Pete, you tell us what you do in case someone doesn't know what you do.
I am a paramedic by profession working in a Chicago area hospital emergency department.
So it's like imperative that you not be sick when you're at work, right? I mean,
it puts a hamper on things. Yeah, it makes life a little more difficult.
So I guess it would be understanding, and I'm glad they take that point of view with you because, you know, you hacking and wheezing everywhere inside of the ER. I guess that wouldn't be good, you know. So
exactly. I mean, we're around people that are already immunocompromised with other disease processes going on. The last thing they need is my sinus infection. Festering around in there.
Yeah, and I don't mean to laugh, but I'm glad your boss is cool with that because that could make life miserable for you. So
yeah, it could. Cool. It could have been very bad. I mean, I'm new there. Yeah. I've only been there 4 months.
Okay. Well, let me share a little bit of good here in my life for everybody because I know everyone's been patient with me through the rough parts. So based upon my job, I'm actually entering in kind of a light period of the year where I'm only working 2, 3, maybe 4 days a week using some of the well-earned vacation time. So from this point, really from now until Christmas, I have a lighter schedule. Obviously, you know, I run a golf course. So in Chicagoland, in mid to late November and early December, the needs for a golf course, you know, supervisor at this point is pretty minimal. So I get some time off. I'm feeling good to have some time off. And Stacy,
now I got to actually call you and ask, hey, are you at the course today? I was going to stop by.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can't just drop by anymore.
And Pete, my kids will be participating with the Nyman kids and a bunch of other kids in the Santa Lucia Festival at the Swedish, help me out, Stacy?
You got it, Swedish American Museum in Chicago.
The Swedish American Museum. And my kids are exactly 0.0% Swedish, but that doesn't stop us in the least. You know, we are ready to roll.
They just need enthusiasm and passion, and they, you know, we don't ask for much, so that's perfect.
So if you're local and you have kids, what age is Stacy?
Well, we say 6 and up. Actually, it goes, I believe it goes up till the age of 25, maybe 24, okay. For the actual Lucia candidates, but really, we say 6 and up, but I mean, if a child can be happy to sit and participate and be, you know, be patient, then any age is great.
Well, so here's the scoop then. I know we want to get to Pete's trip report. My kids know absolutely zero Swedish. They aren't Swedish. They just had a desire to do something really cool culturally for Christmas time. So they were completely fishes out of water last year. And if you didn't know any better, by the time they rehearsed several times and got to the actual day, I don't know if you'd actually know my kids didn't actually know the songs. They knew them pretty well, enough that they sung them for the entire Christmas season, even after the festival. So if your kids are looking for something really cool culturally, I highly recommend this. My kids had a blast. So no experience necessary, right?
Yeah, no experience at all. It's kind of learn as you go.
Cool.
Sounds right up our alley, Chris.
Pete, we have zero experience. We always do things on the fly. So that leads right into our show. I've got exactly one question ready to roll for it, and we're going to build right off this. All right, you ready to go?
Seven.
Okay, that's the end of the show.
That's my general answer.
That's the end of the show.
I don't know the question.
That's all I got. All right,
perfect.
Set the scoop here. So you got vacation time well earned. You planned this 6-8 months in advance. Tell us the inside details. It's you, and give us the details.
So this trip was essentially a trip for my mom. It was my wife, myself, and my mom. That's it. No brother, no sister-in-law, no nieces, no nephew, just the three adults. And we had an absolute blast.
Awesome. When'd you go? Give us the dates.
Missy and I arrived on Saturday the 21st. Mm-hmm. My mother arrived Sunday the 22nd. She left on the 26th, and Missy and I stayed until the 28th.
Okay. So give us the nitty-gritty. I would say that in my best Nacho Libre, but I can't muster that right now. Yeah.
All right, so what we did, this was going to be all Polynesian.
Okay.
And then we decided, hey, we're going to have X amount of points left over. It really isn't going to cost us anything because we do have our annual passes. So we tacked on the Saturday the 21st, and Missy and I stayed at Kidani.
Nice.
Kingdom Lodge, and then transferred over to the Polynesian for the rest of the trip.
Excellent. You guys are both owners at the Polynesian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am as well.
Man, and here I am at Saratoga, like, looking from the outside in.
Yeah.
All right. So you're at Kidani for one night, right, Pete?
Yep.
Standard
view.
Hang on. You flew in, right? You flew into Orlando International?
Flew into MCO,
okay.
Took the Magical Express over to Kidani Village. Good flight down, no issues, got on the bus nice and quick.
Hang on, let me interrupt you. Was that the Magical Express that, I don't know, it was mentioned a few shows ago. I don't remember what this show exactly was. It might have been the transportation show with Stacy and Pete, where I actually listed the Magical Express as one of the top transportation. Oh, you probably lost to something like, I don't know, a tricycle.
Awesome.
A tricycle that Michael liked. I don't know. All right. Never mind. I'm not holding that grudge. I don't have that list in front of me and look at it every day.
I didn't win either, dude. Don't be bitter at me.
I'm firing off at everybody.
Bring it up with Michael. He was the judge.
Oh, he's heard it.
I think he did a really good job as a judge. Yeah. I think that his choices were awesome and couldn't have done any better.
Said the winner of said game.
Oh, man. All right, I'm sorry. So,
okay.
Magical Express.
So, Magical Express over. Our room was ready when we arrived, which was nice because we had a nice, bright, early flight. Dropped our stuff, went on the balcony to our standard view to see a feeding post and about a half a dozen different animals.
Sweet. Standard / savanna view, but paid for the standard view price, right? Awesome bonus.
Exactly.
Cool.
Then it was out to Magic Kingdom for the day. Met up with a couple of friends of ours, namely Tamara and Florence.
You have an annual pass, right, Pete?
I do.
Okay, so there's no problem. You're at the parks every day. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. We were at the parks every day. We were averaging between 8 and 11 miles a day walking.
Oh.
And over a quarter of that was just between our room and the lobby of Kidani. And I'm not even kidding. Like, we actually tracked it one day. It was a quarter of a mile walk.
Wow.
Wow.
it was kind of ridiculous.
That'll get your blood pumping in the morning.
It was 1,000 steps from our room to the lobby.
How close was it to the refill station? I mean, I imagine you got drink cups, right? You got the.
It was 1,000 steps from our room to the lobby.
Wow.
But we didn't have, our dining plan didn't start until the second day.
Okay, at the Polynesian, okay.
Yeah, because it was two different resorts, it was two different reservations.
Hmm.
I wasn't going to get the dining plan for a one-night thing. Just, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's cool. All right, so you're at the Magic Kingdom, right, Pete?
At Magic Kingdom, ran into Tamara's sister, mm-hmm. her mother, and Tamara's daughter. They were there for their annual girls' trip. And then I also ran into our friend Florence.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as a big group, we all kind of took over one train at Big Thunder, and we all rode Big Thunder together, which was fun.
That is cool. Where'd you eat?
We didn't have any formal plans for that afternoon. We did have dinner at Sanaa,
okay.
back at our resort, which is a favorite of Missy's and mine. We love the food there. And as always, it did disappoint.
Wow. See, like, even restaurants like Sanaa, I know we've heard this. Stacey, have you ever eaten at Sanaa?
We have. We really liked it a lot. Our family is kind of, you know, we're not super adventurous eaters, but at Disney you can really always find something that is on the menu that is for everybody. But the bread service there is just phenomenal.
Oh, see, now you guys got me going now. See, my only experience has been Boma because, you know, I was going to use the crutch. You know, I've got three kids that age from 12 until 5, but Stacy, you kind of kicked my crutch to the floor. You guys got
They loved it, and they especially loved the dessert that came with the kids' meal. I can't remember what it was, but they were talking about that for days afterwards. I think it was like some you paint your own cookies or something like that.
Yeah.
But they loved it.
Okay, well then I've got no excuse now. So
no.
I'm going to have to check.
That's great.
What'd you think of the resort, Pete?
I really like the room. Apparently, they had recently been given a little bit of an update. Apparently, the rooms used to be much darker. They've repainted, lightened up the rooms a little bit. It was very nice. Missy and I both enjoyed it quite a bit.
What about like the immersive feeling of the place?
Honestly, we weren't there that much.
Okay. Yeah. One day, I guess so. You're pretty in there, pretty quickly in there and out, right?
Yeah. Although we did get the soaps and the H2O products from there. So.
Okay. We haven't had an experience of staying at Kidani. We've stayed at Jumbo House, and that is the main resort. And that one feels completely immersive when you walk in. I don't know if it's the sounds of the drummers and the smells, but Jumbo House is amazing. We've stopped by Kidani, but like, not spent any significant amount of time there. So, okay, Stacy, you ever stay at either resort?
Yeah, we've stayed at both of them.
Okay.
And like them both a whole lot. So, yeah, they're both really great.
What is that smell, right? You know what I'm talking about? The smell of the lobby? That's something. I know there's a bunch of candle companies out. I don't know if anyone has actually matched that smell up, but I'd like to figure out what that is. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. So the next day you're off to the Polynesian, right, buddy?
Yeah. We checked out of Kidani, made it over to the Polynesian, no problem. Kidani Village was able to transfer our luggage for us. We met my mom at the resort. Her room was actually ready, but ours was not. And apparently they were going to deliver two packages that were delivered to the resort in my name to my mom's room. So it was a good thing I got there and made sure I had everything squared away before my mom arrived. Otherwise, she would have gotten the two packages that were meant for my room.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. Is that a standard practice when you transfer between resorts, is they'll move your luggage for you? I know you're both experienced at that. Do they do that?
I know they will for DBC, of course. I don't know if they'll do that for just a general split stay.
I think that they do. I think that you just go to Bell Services and you let them know that you're moving on to another resort. We've never used it since we drive, so we pack up the car ourselves. But from everything I've heard, it's a really pretty easy process to switch between. Yeah.
I often wonder that because I know, at least in my mind, part of the negative thought process of a split stay, you know, vacation is the unpacking. It's nice just to like veg out. I don't quite use the word nest, but it's kind of similar to the word nest. And the last thing I want to do is pack all that junk back up and take it with me to a different place. So, and then if I have to lug it somewhere, oh, like that whole process is like just too intimidating to me. So it's nice to know that you could just go to Bell Services and say, Jeeves, transfer my luggage, Jeeves, you know, more or less at this point. So, all right. So you're at the Poly Pete. They transferred your luggage. You're good. Yep. You got your packages. So you got your pool noodles and your giant box of sunblock, right?
Actually, it was a case of energy drinks that I was unwilling to pay the Disney price for. And even paying the $5 surcharge for having Amazon deliver it to the resort, still way cheaper than buying it through Green Grocer or the other approved provider from Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something I learned on this trip, too. Anything being delivered and held at the resort by non-approved companies, they will charge you $5 per box.
Hmm. That's a Disney surcharge.
Yes.
Wow.
It got charged to our room.
I did not know that.
I didn't either until... So I got my bill at the end of the week.
So if
I've heard that's kind of hit or miss. Like for some people they get charged, for other people they don't get charged. So it's kind of like the luck of the draw there.
Wow. Yeah, I think it depends on how big the box is and if it's really taking up a room.
So if you order from Amazon and you have Amazon Prime or Amazon Fresh, which delivers to the resorts, they'll charge you a $5, or they have the ability to charge you a $5 surcharge
per box
if you're not using one of their approved providers, which is Garden Grocer, which I've used personally, or something along those lines. Correct? Wow.
Yes. Well, and here's the reason, because I asked. They said because a lot of people, I don't want to offend anyone, but a lot of people that are coming over to the resorts from Europe, they're ordering all this stuff off of Amazon because it's much cheaper to get it shipped to the resort than it is to get it shipped to them in the UK or Germany or Italy or wherever they happen to be from. And all these boxes were starting to clog up the storage areas at the resorts.
So it's like random stuff, like not Disney stuff, but just things that they've wanted from Amazon. Got it.
And then how would they take it back though, Pete?
I'm assuming it's also cheaper to just bring an extra suitcase.
Okay. Well, I could see that, and I could also see how if you're coming from, let's just say England, and you're staying for 3 weeks, instead of packing all that, if you just buy it. But you have to get it there ahead of your trip. All of a sudden, the Thomas family is going to have like 7 very large boxes waiting for them. And I imagine at one time there's probably multiple families coming from a very similar destination. You might have 35 enormous boxes just sitting in your luggage hold area. So I guess I could see that. I mean, it's probably not the coolest thing in the world to do, but I guess I could understand the rationale. So okay. I'm sorry to sidetrack you.
No, and I brought it up. It's not. I guess they're trying to just kind of not deter it, but try to curb it from being way out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So you're at the Poly. Tell us about your day. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Sunday was the day my mom arrived. Mm-hmm. We went to Animal Kingdom. We met up with our friend B. Thaxton.
Okay.
We got soaked in the rain 3 times. We were in line for Everest when that got washed out and we didn't get to ride that. We did get to ride the Navi River Journey. We had fast passes for that one.
Is your mom up for all these rides, Pete? Is she like cool with all
this? She was. She was ready to ride pretty much whatever we wanted to.
Okay. That's awesome.
So we rode River Journey and some Disney magic kind of fell into our laps. I had made every phone call to everybody I know that I could think of to try to get my mom into Flight of Passage. I came up blank. But some Disney magic occurred and we were able to get my mom on there on the first day of her trip. And she absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's great.
Every conversation she had, whether it was with someone on a bus or on a monorail or, you know, waiting for a table for a meal, wherever we happen to be, she brought up Flight of Passage. She absolutely loved it.
That's wonderful. So you guys had fast passes, but she didn't have a fast pass? Is that what
was... Missy and I had a fast pass for Saturday, the Saturday that we were leaving to come home.
Okay.
But we could not get a fast pass for one of the days that my mom was there.
Oh, I see. I understand. Okay. And it just turned out that you could. So she enjoyed it. That's wonderful. I'm super impressed that your mom is like up for all these rides. That's really cool.
Yeah, she was ready to go on Everest. B was actually harassing me about that, saying that, you know, I was taking my mom on Everest as her first roller coaster at Disney. I'm like, well, wait a minute, she's ridden Thunder before and stuff like that, but
okay,
it would have been her first one of that trip. So.
Did you eat like animals that day? You're at Animal Kingdom, and they have got some really nice restaurants.
The only meal we had planned that night was Tiffin's for dinner, and we actually asked B to join us. So nice. The four of us really enjoyed that.
Wow, that's really nice. The conversation, I imagine, that evening was really cool, especially combined with the Flight of Passage and B's joining you guys. I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that one. It must have been a great night.
Hanging out with B in person is a blast. She is just like, in everyday life, she is just like she is when you hear her on the show.
Well, I assume so. I assume that she's just as much of a sweetheart in person as she is in the show. I know that's going to be tops on my list.
She is also a firecracker, man. she doesn't hold back on anything.
Good. Good. Keep Scott in line. That's what she's got
to
do.
No, like to the point where she was speaking to someone at guest services and they almost got into an altercation over Clemson.
Wow. Wow. Good for her.
Like, it was literally because the cast member's son went to South Carolina.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was.
Good, I'm good.
Like, oh, brother.
Good.
I looked at the cast member and said, please don't hold this against all of us.
Okay. Excellent. So what did you guys have at Tiffin's? Give me the best part of your meal, or what was the best part of like, I guess you'd say you had four dinners there, or how does Tiffin's work? Is that like a price fixed meal? Is that a course meal? What is that like?
No, it's appetizer, entree, dessert.
Okay. Which ones look the best?
Each one of those are individual items.
Okay.
Missy and I always have the grilled octopus appetizer. It's always outstanding. Then we both also have the Wagyu steak and braised short rib entree.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've now literally had every single dessert on their menu.
Wow. Okay.
Were you guys deluxe dining plan for this one?
We were deluxe dining plan at this point, okay. Yeah.
Stacy, you've listened before, I know. I think, Pete, if I could even speak for you, I think part of the attraction is that Pete is one of the best eaters I know. Like, you know, for me, it's like, okay, what do we have for dinner tonight? I'll get some spaghetti ready. We'll get some cheese and crackers ready. We'll roll. Like, I'm so jealous of the way that Pete eats. He eats such good quality, it's impressive. So, in my mind, like, I always think of Pete as a deluxe diner. Even if he doesn't have it, I'm always going to think of him as such. So,
well, and to put this in perspective, all of our meals at this point are pretty much appetizer, entree, and dessert. I still ended up losing weight on the trip.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay. So tell us that day. So you were on the Flight of Passage, the river journey. You didn't get your chance to go on the roller coaster. Did you guys go on Dinosaur?
No, we did not.
Okay. Because that can be violent. I was wondering if you went at all. I wonder if your mom was up for that one.
She would have been. We nixed it just because we do know it is kind of a rough ride.
Okay.
So, I mean, my mom's comfort was foremost in the planning.
Yeah.
So there are rides that I knew she would want to experience. And I was willing to ask her to go on them. Dinosaur just wasn't one of them.
Okay. What did she think of Pandora? What did you think of Pandora? Both
Pandora was beautiful.
Day or night?
During the day, it's nice. At night, though, it is amazing.
So it's really what everyone says, huh?
It is.
Wow.
It absolutely is.
Stace, you've been to Pandora?
I have been, yeah. It's beautiful. It's really great. And it's not huge, but I got lost more than one time. And I have to admit that I am really, really horrible with directions. Like, I'm one of those people who leave a store in a mall, and people have to guide me in the direction that we're supposed to go, because I have no idea where I am half the time. But it's just so, it's set up so, in such a cool way, theme-wise, that you really are completely immersed in it. And nighttime especially, it's like a whole new world.
Did you guys feel at all like you were going to trip, fall, hit your head? Anything? No.
I don't think that I felt that way either.
Okay. I know that
apparently,
was...
Apparently, when it first opened, that was... People were concerned with that. But they have since turned the lighting up slightly, so it isn't as dark as it was initially.
Okay, cool. So give me the next park. The next day, where'd you go to, buddy?
Next day was a Magic Kingdom day.
Okay, so you've had two Magic Kingdom days now, but this is the first one with your
mom. This
is
my mom's first Magic Kingdom day.
Your mom's first one. Okay.
It was supposed to be Skipper Canteen for lunch because of dinner the night before. We decided to try to conserve a couple of meal credits.
Mm-hmm.
So we canceled that and just did Pecos Bill for lunch and paid for it out of pocket. Solid as always. I like the new menu. I miss the plastic cheese, but other than that, you know.
Do they still have the buffet spread of mushrooms and onions and whatnot? Do they still have that for the taco?
Yeah,
salad?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do they have the plastic cups that are shaped like a boot, Pete? Because I used to have one of those. Did you know that?
I didn't see any.
Okay. There's a little insight to me that I am an addict. If there is a free souvenir glass, I swear I must have every free souvenir glass that I've ever had on vacation. It's like I can't resist. Even though I'm largely a cheap guy at heart, that drink might cost $3, but like $17 with a free plastic cup, I'm buying the $17 one. So that's just how I roll. I got to do it. So, all right. Give me your highlights of the Magic Kingdom with your mom. What did you like the best? What did she like the best?
Honestly, I think she just enjoyed being in the park. We rode Space Mountain. We rode Haunted Mansion. And
when was the last time she was there, Pete?
She was there 2 years ago, but she was there with my brother, his wife, and their kids, so she didn't get to ride much.
Ah, okay. Okay. So what was her best?
Youngest was like one of those well, he can't get on this, but the other kids want to ride it. So
yeah.
My mom became the default babysitter.
Yeah. What was her favorite ride? I know you said she enjoyed just being there. What was her favorite attraction?
You know, in Magic Kingdom, she didn't really say.
Hmm.
But I know, like I said, even when we were at Magic Kingdom, she was talking about Flight of Passage.
Wow.
I mean, that is her new favorite ride.
Okay. That's cool. Did you expect that to go that way, or did you think she would fall in love with something? Did you think that she was going to tell you she loved the mansion or she loved the pirates?
That was the other one we rode, was pirates. Thank you. You know, I know she'd ridden those in the past. So, I mean, she doesn't have the love for mansion that I do, which is fine.
We'll just leave it right there, even though she might be wrong. But okay, very good. Okay.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, whether it's right or not. You know, whatever, that's fine. That's their opinion.
Okay, cool.
We did Liberty Tree Tavern for dinner.
Okay.
Which, Thanksgiving dinner is actually my mom's favorite holiday meal. So that worked out very nicely. Liberty Tree is basically family-style Thanksgiving dinner every day.
Have you eaten there, Stacey?
I have, and I have a question for you, Pete. For dinner, did they have the Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake back as one of the dessert options?
That was the only dessert option.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. I would go to that restaurant just for that dessert, and we thought about doing that this past trip. We just never got to it, but that's my favorite thing in the entire world, I think, cake. And I don't like cake, but I love that dessert. I don't either.
See, it's conversations like this that make me at times be frustrated because my lifestyle choice leaves me out of so many places. I've never eaten at Liberty Tavern. You know that? Never. I'm such a rube. How can I change this, Pete? See, I have to decide where I could get something for me and my wife while still allowing the kids to eat whatever they would like on vacation. So
don't they probably have vegetarian options?
They do.
There,
you know what? Yeah. They might, but like, you know, for a while we're like, okay, we'll get the lighthouse sandwich because the lighthouse sandwich across the way there is pretty good, and we'll get the you know, they have a really good tuna sandwich at Cripes. I'm forgetting the name of it right now. Pete, what's the quick service restaurant right across the way there?
The Columbia Harbor House.
Columbia Harbor House. Yeah, they have an enormous tuna salad sandwich though. So, yeah, I'll have to investigate that, too. Perhaps just me being hesitant, you know, not quite knowing what we were going to get. And vegetarian dining has come a long way in the last, say, 3 or 4 years. Prior to that, it was very limited. Your options were really bad, you know? So good. Okay. I'm sorry. I hijacked your conversation.
No, that's fine. A little tip. If you want cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving dinner at Liberty Tree Tavern, you do have to ask for it. It's still there. They do have it. It's very, very good, but it's not brought out unless it's requested.
Great. So I can get that with my tofurkey. I can get that there as well, too, right, Pete? Right?
Why you would want to, I don't know, but yeah, I guess.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Magic Kingdom. How long were you there?
We were there fairly late.
You had no mercy on your mother, did you?
She was right there with us step for step the whole time.
That's awesome. That makes me happy. That makes one of the happiest things I've heard you say is that your mom's there. She's killing the ground just like you guys are all day. That's awesome. Okay. Give us your next day. Where are you at?
Tuesday we went to Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
First we had lunch at Ohana. Or I'm sorry, breakfast at Ohana with Lilo and Stitch and the rest of the gang.
Okay.
Lunch was 50s prime time. I got yelled at by the server and my own mother for giving the server an attitude.
Was your attitude serious, Pete, or were you playing along?
No, I was playing along.
Okay.
She asked where we were from, and I pointed at her name tag. It's the same place as you. Why do you want to know?
Oh,
my
no.
Mom was like, my mom was like, be nice. I'm like, why?
You were just asking for it, weren't you?
I was playing along, and you know what? And the server had a good time with it. She
good.
She threatened to take my phone away, and you know,
what'd you have there, buddy?
I went with the meatloaf that time.
Hmm. Okay. What did Missy have? Do you remember?
Oh, I think she had the pot pie, the chicken pot pie.
Okay. And your mom, did she enjoy kind of the atmosphere of that place?
She did. Okay. She's eaten there before, so.
Okay. And
we usually don't, like, participate as much as I did this trip, but.
Okay.
I was kind of in a mood to just mess around with people, so I just went for it.
As well you should be. So, fantastic. So you got three rides now at Hollywood Studios you can do. What did you do at Hollywood Studios? That was my slightly veiled shot, but we'll go past that.
Very slightly.
Yeah.
we did Star Tours. We did Rock and Roller Coaster.
I see your picture of
we
Rock
did
and
Tower
Coaster.
Of Terror.
I see your picture of Rock and Roller Coaster, but it doesn't originate from your page, does it? So, Tamara's got a great picture.
No, that was actually from later in the trip. That was after my mom had left. That was from Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. That's a great picture, though, anyways. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Okay, and did you Tower of Therapy? Did you say you did that one?
Yes.
Okay, and your mom? She was cool with it?
Yeah, she did it.
She's unbelievable. I got to get your mama on the show. I have to, and I want to meet her in person, Pete. So we have to go out to dinner.
I'm done.
Cool.
And then dinner that night was Flying Fish.
Wow. Oh, you had a good day of food there.
Every day, Stacy. Every day with Pete is a good day of food.
I know. I have to get used to that, yeah.
Right? Every day. Okay. What'd you think of Flying Fish, Pete? I've never even stepped inside of the restaurant.
Yeah, neither have I. I've never been.
I don't know if they would allow me. They might look at
me
and just make a judgment.
They'll
call.
Allow you. they may not allow you to stay, but they will allow you to come in.
Yeah.
I really like Flying Fish. That's our second trip in a row. Third trip in a row where we ate there.
Okay.
Second trip in a row with the redone menu and the redone dining room.
Crowded? Not crowded?
You're going to want an ADR.
Okay.
But we got there, I think we waited like 3 minutes for our table to be ready.
Sweet. That's the one thing I do know is that when we're on the boardwalk, when we walk past, it always seems, A, there's either a wait by the door, or there are people kind of waiting in the general vicinity of the restaurant to get in. So I always know it's crowded. So, okay.
Well, I do, while we were waiting our 3 minutes, I did overhear somebody come up to the podium and said, yeah, you know, is there any way we can get a table tonight? Said, well, it'd be about 3 hours, but we might be able to get you something.
Boom.
Ooh.
Okay.
They're like, all right, thank you. And they walked away.
I had to go to the pizza window, right? Okay, so you got your ADR. Excellent. Give us the next day. When do you go to Epcot, Pete? When do you go to the place where you belong?
Wednesday the 25th was Epcot Day.
Okay. You're at Food and Wine. This is like...
Well, it started out with the DVC member tour for Soarin'.
Okay. Oh, nice.
First thing in the morning.
Oh, sweet. Tell me about it.
Free tour for DVC members and up to, I want to say, 4 guests.
So you're walking
Maybe,
in like...
It might be 5, but I know it's... I'm pretty sure it's 4.
You're walking in like Wayne and Garth, right? With your badges? Walking through everybody?
Yeah, they give you a little stick-on name tag. It's not quite backstage Alice Cooper, but...
All right.
You know.
Tell me about the tour.
It's cool. You get a little bit of a background history about Epcot and Walt's original vision for Epcot.
Okay.
You get kind of then a background on how Soarin' was designed and... what's been redone, what's CGI, what's real, the different scents that they use. You then get basically best seats for your own private viewing before the park opens of Soarin'.
Sweet.
Oh, that's great.
Sweet. Now, how do you arrange this? If you're a DVC member, how do you hook this up?
Call guest services and tell them I want to book a Soarin' tour. It's only done on Wednesdays, and it's only done once, and it's at 8 o'clock. And I believe they said they max out at 19 or 20 people.
It's also important to tell them you're a listener of the WW Review, because that will ensure that you get on that ride. Right, Pete?
probably not, but hey, try it. Worst thing I can tell you is please leave our park.
And who? Who is that?
What? You are banned, sir.
Did you make that ADR or the reservation 180 days out, or did you just call? When did you do that?
You know what? I made that back when, actually, when I was, I did that when I made the reservations for the rooms themselves.
Yeah, you got lucky here. I remember the story. You cheated here on this one, didn't you, Pete?
Yeah, they kind of, I technically wasn't supposed to get that yet, and they opened it up and gave it to me anyway. So,
oh, nice.
I lucked out, yeah.
I remember you talking about that a couple months ago, that there the threshold hadn't opened yet, but you were on the phone for some reason, and a little pixie dust came your way, and you secured it before. Yeah.
They're like, oh, since I have you on the phone anyway, is there anything else I can do for you? I'm like, well, I wanted to do this. They're like, all right, well, since I already have the permission to open up from the first reservation, we'll just add that on.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Bonus. All right, so you've walked around now Epcot, and?
So that was Via Napoli for lunch and Le Cellier for dinner.
And all the
killing me,
right? And what are you trying? Give us some new food that you're trying.
Believe it or not, we didn't really do much in the way of food and wine that day.
Really?
Yeah.
So the booths existed, but you had the willpower to walk through. I guess if you're going to stuff yourself at Via Napoli and at Le Cellier.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't even that. There wasn't really a lot of things that like jumped out at my mom, okay, like that she was really looking to try. So, okay. And like I said, this trip really was basically whatever she wanted to do, that's what we were going to do.
You're a good son, Peter.
We had our day before, and we had a couple of days after she left that we got to do what we wanted. So
that's cool.
I was fine with it.
Did your mom enjoy Epcot?
She did. We went up in the DVC lounge. She enjoyed that. She got to meet Tamara and her mom and Tamara's daughter.
Okay.
So,
did Missy enjoy Epcot? Nice.
She did. She always enjoys Epcot.
She's a fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us your, give us Missy, who is your wife, and your mom's name is Lucille, right?
Yep.
Give us their favorite attractions at Epcot for that day.
You know what? My mom really liked Test Track.
Good girl.
Which kind of shocked me a little bit. But
oh, okay.
She enjoyed Test Track, so that was neat. You know, I don't think Missy really has a favorite attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
But we always enjoy it. I know she likes Soarin'.
Okay. What do you think about Test Track, Pete? You a fan? Yeah, what do you think?
Take it or leave it.
Stacy, what do you think about Test Track?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. We always do it, maybe even a couple of times during a trip, but if I didn't get to do it, I probably wouldn't be too upset.
Wow. Because I got to tell you, when I go to the park, there is only a few attractions that I feel I've got to hit. That's one of the attractions I feel I've got to hit. I'm not sure why that is, but I don't feel like the rides, like the experience is complete without doing Test Track. I'm not sure why that is. I maybe it's because it could fit six, so we could all ride in the same vehicle. Maybe that's the attraction for me, for my family, is that we can all get on the same ride vehicle. Maybe that's probably it. But
you can do that with Living with the Land too, buddy.
Yeah, a little slower, maybe. Maybe that's also
a lot slower. But That fits six people in there.
That's also one of the ones we feel like we always have to do too, as well. So, but there is an experience I do like the. I know it like this is not a spoiler because it's been out for like 4 years now. But I completely do like the Test Track 2.0 version.
Yeah,
I think it came off really well, and I think the interactive quality of building your own car, that really makes that wait, you know, easy. I know when my wife, myself, and my five-year-old teamed up, and then my twins were able to design their own car separately, it was kind of a fun competition, and it broke apart the time, so well thought of, well placed, you know, and pretty easy to do. It wasn't terribly complex, so. All right. Give us your highlights. Give us your highlight of the day, Pete. What was your favorite thing? Besides tacos and illumination.
No, that was actually... That was later. That was Thursday.
Okay.
We didn't even stay for illuminations that night.
Really?
Well, we were there. We didn't see it, though. We were still inside at dinner. I actually really enjoyed the tour for Soarin'.
Okay.
I next trip I will probably do the Destinations Unknown tour that they have for World Showcase.
Cool. That's really cool. Where'd you go from there, buddy? Bring us home here on your vacation. Give us your highlights.
Okay, so Thursday morning, my mom, my wife, and I had breakfast at Kona Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That way my mom had one nice meal before she had to leave for the airport. Then it was back to Epcot for Missy and I.
Did your mom come in on the Magical Express, Pete, and leave in the Magical Express?
She did.
Okay. Okay.
That was the Tacos and Illumination night at La Hacienda de San Angel. That was a really neat experience. They make it almost pitch black in that restaurant during illuminations. If anybody's interested and you're traveling with kids that are afraid of the dark, I'd avoid that.
Wow.
Good tip.
But that's when Food and Wine really kicked off for Missy and I. We went through, I think, 12 snack credits that day. Something like that.
And you lost weight at this vacation, you said?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Stacy, I'm thinking I'm going as a size 36 waist, but I'm coming back as a size 40. Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? And my pants have to be unbuttoned on the airplane on the way home because I'm feeling uncomfortable. Okay. What'd you try? What was the most exotic thing you actually ate, Pete? Man, this has got to be good. Wasn't there some walrus or something that you ate? I'm just thinking.
Walrus?
I'm just thinking.
Walrus.
Hippo? Wasn't there a hippo in the South African booth? I don't know.
What are you talking
about? I'm trying to imagine. Exotic. You do have exotic taste, too, so.
The wasabi shumai, I really, really enjoyed. I didn't actually end up getting the lobster roll that I wanted. The tuna tataki in Hawaii was good.
The lobster roll at the American one, right? At the American Adventure?
Hops and barley, yeah.
Yeah, by America. Okay.
And actually, the corned beef and hash that was over at Flavors from Fire, that I really enjoyed that quite a bit, too.
I heard that was a fabulous one.
Yeah, that was very good.
Was the Food and Wine Festival in itself what you thought it was going to be? Is it family friendly, or was the fear of having people, you know, serving themselves a little too much at that day? Tell me about it.
For the most part, everybody I saw was fairly well behaved.
Okay.
Now, take into consideration, this is after my last day at work before the trip. I had a drunk guy punch me in the neck. So,
oh, gosh.
You know, I didn't get punched. I didn't get hit. It was a good day.
So, Stacy, anything less than a punch in the neck is considered fairly well behaved.
It's a good day.
It's fairly well behaved. I'm sorry, Pete.
When you're in my profession, you have a kind of a different view of things, I guess.
I imagine.
The next day was Hollywood Studios again. We did Brown Derby for lunch, and then went over to Animal Kingdom and went to Tiffin's for dinner again. As you can tell, we're big Tiffin's fans.
Yeah, I imagine.
Please excuse my voice as my congestion is starting to come back as we finish up the recording here.
Cool. Finish up then. Tell us your highlights from what was remaining of your trip, buddy, before you lose your voice.
Saturday was not a good day. Woke up not feeling great. That was the day we had our fast passes for Flight of Passage. So we ran over there, rode Flight of Passage. Ran into some other friends, Teresa and Phil Scheingold. We met up with Masayo, Pam Forrester, her husband, and their daughter Hannah. The five of us all had lunch. And I then missed my Magic Express bus back to the airport.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Well, this is where my problem came in that day. Excuse me. I called Disney's Magical Express and told them what was going on. And said, look, I'm still stuck at Animal Kingdom waiting for a bus. I'm not going to be there to catch my Magical Express bus, or as we all call it, the Tragical Express bus, back to the airport. What can we do? They said, when you get back to your resort, just go to the concierge desk and they'll work something out for you. Okay, fine. So I go to the concierge desk when we get back, and I'm told, oh, well, sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Oh.
And that was pretty much it.
Hmm. So tell us how you got back to the airport, buddy.
An $80 cab ride later.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom.
I was not a happy guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... to the concierge desk employee that I spoke with that day, be very happy I don't remember your name, because it would have ended up on that survey that I just completed.
Hmm. Okay. So I guess you know the fare from from the resort to
$68
plus tip. Okay. So get back to your resort on time, people. That's the moral of the story.
Or rent a car for a week for $80 and save yourself.
Pretty much.
The headache.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And on the way home, did you actually relax or did you start to feel ill?
I was already not feeling well, and we had a quote-unquote service animal with the passenger sitting behind me on the flight home.
Okay.
And I say it that way because service animals are trained to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
They do not jump up on other people. They do not go to other people to look to be pet. That's not why they're there.
He was an emotional support animal that probably wasn't trained like that, right, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, to sit there and tell the desk... or the gate agent, oh, well, she's a service animal. She has to be alone in the cabin with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a happy guy.
Okay. And actually, you know what? I know a little bit about this. I know the regulations for service animals and emotional support animals. They're very loose, and I could literally end this conversation right now and go to Amazon and buy my dogs a service animal vest or a emotional support animal vest. So I know there's no regulating agency for that. So
yeah.
It's all open to like people's interpretations. And there are some people that genuinely need that help 100%. And there are some people that bend that line in order to take their dogs where they want to take them. So I'm well aware of it as a dog owner myself, because I have three of them right above my head right now upstairs. So I'm well aware of what can be done too. So, okay. What people don't know is the moment you landed till just about today, and even coming back, you've actually been sick as a dog with a sinus infection, right, buddy?
Yeah.
And your wife had something similar?
Yep.
But your mom is indestructible and she's feeling great.
Yeah, no, my mom is doing great. She's did not get sick at all.
Okay.
So.
So here's my one question for you, okay, that I asked. I mentioned I had a question earlier. Would you do this again with your mom and your wife? Would you guys go again?
I wouldn't even hesitate. I wouldn't think twice.
That a boy. That's a good son, Peter. That's a good answer. Stacy, you have any questions for Pete before his voice craps out on him?
Yeah, real quick. I know that you were a little bit concerned about your height and flight of passage. How did that work out? Did you have any trouble fitting in the sheets?
You know, I got my legs as far forward as I could. I was able to get on. It was not the most comfortable ride.
No, yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, aside from the comfort of my legs, that ride is incredible.
Isn't it awesome? It's so good.
As a reference point to people, Peter, tell us your height.
I'm 6'6", and I'm currently 253 pounds.
Okay, so as a barometer, if you're listening and you're wondering if you'll fit, if you're below 6'6", or, you know, I guess it's probably not fair based upon, you know, your inseam and whatnot, but 6'6 and 250, it does make it on Flight of Passage.
Yeah, so. I mean, you can make it. There is a test seat outside, and they do have a cast member there pushing the locks forward, and there is a range on there that will allow people on.
Okay.
So.
Sort of like Batman and Great America, right, guys?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Cool. All right, so, Pete, let's end this show. Make sure we save you a little voice for work. So, for my friend Stacy, for my friend Peter, we'd like to thank you for joining us today and exploring Pete's trip. If you have a chance, please check out the WD Dub Review Facebook page. If you could, please give us a review. Any rating you like is okay, as long as it's honest and it's, well, frankly, it's 5 stars. That's between me and you. That's okay, too, on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen. That's just fine with us. So, for my friend Peter, for my friend Stacy, thank you. Have a great day.
See you.
Have a great day.